News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
10 past 7 on News Talk Breakfast. Ireland has recorded its highest alcohol treatment figures in more than 10 years, according to a new report from Health Research Board. Sheila Gilheeny is with Alcohol Action Ireland. She's their CEO. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me on.
Is this a particular issue across a gender or an age profile, or is it across the board?
You know, it's across the board, and we certainly welcome the fact that there is an increased numbers accessing treatment. But our question really would be is, given the scale of the problem that we have in Ireland with alcohol, is actually why it's so low. So just a little bit of context here, 15% of the population in Ireland would have an alcohol use disorder. That's nearly 600,000 people, 90,000 as a severe level. And yet last year, you know, the number of treatment cases was, you know, was under 9,8745. That's actually a tiny, tiny proportion of, you know, the numbers who actually would be in need of help and support. And we really would question why there is such a gap in the treatment. And we have been calling on the Minister, you know, over the last number of years to really look at this, to put the resources towards it, to try and see, you know, what are the barriers to people coming forward to treatment and you know, ensuring that the supports are there for when people would look for help, because actually timely access is a very important element here.
Well, on that point, the Minister Mernane O'Connor is announcing today investment in alcohol treatment services. It's going from 1 million to 1.8 million. That's peanuts, considering the scale of the problem.
It absolutely is. It's a welcome increase. I'm not denying that. But you can see from what I've just said, you know, given the scale of the problem, we need to see change in terms of, you know, what is actually available. And it's actually something, you know, when we look at you know, where would the funds for this come? We would say, let's look at what the industry is paying towards this. Very, very little. So if we look at actually what we raise on alcohol excise duties, it's about 1.2 billion, which sounds like a lot until you actually see that the cost of alcohol to Ireland is 10 times that amount, at 12 billion. So we're saying that there should be an increase in excise duties. We would also say that part of that increase should be ring-fenced for, you know, treatment services that would arise from that in a way that, you know, that other jurisdictions would do. And indeed, if you look at gambling, the new Gambling Regulation Act, which is, you know, was passed last year, provides for a levy on the gambling industry that would raise funds for the, you know, for treatments that
and it's logic as well. But the other thing, Sheila, I just want to touch on before we finish up, this increase has happened at a time when minimum pricing has been in effect for well over 12 months at this point. Does that mean that it hasn't worked if we're still seeing this level of abuse of alcohol in the system?
Well, minimum pricing, it came into effect in 2022. What we have seen from MUP is that there is a decrease in the overall level of alcohol consumption in the country. Part of that would have been due to MUP. The year it came in, alcohol consumption dropped by 5%. But, you know, the issues around treatment are actually way beyond MUP. MUP is a very useful tool. It's more about a whole of population tool about trying to reduce harm right across the population. Alcohol use disorder and the problems that are there is one specific element of alcohol issues. It isn't certainly and by no means the whole story. And actually what it really points to is the need for a dedicated strategy to fully look at the issues around alcohol here in Ireland.
Sheila Gilheeny, Alcohol Ireland, Alcohol Action Ireland CEO. Thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.